以下是 His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada 的讲座，时间1973年8月23日，地点英国伦敦。
Today's subject matter is what is religion.
今天的主题是什么是宗教。
So we are.Reciting some verses from the sixth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, where the subject matter dharma is discussed.
我们正在讲述《圣典布达瓦坦》第六章中的几个世界，在那里讨论了 dharma 这个主题。
It is said that dharmantu sakshad bhagavatam.
在那里讲到 dharmantu sakshad bhagavat pranitam.
Dharma, it is Sanskrit word, and the English translation generally it is made as religion.
Dharma 是个梵文词。在一般的英语翻译中被翻译为宗教。
Religion is accepted as a kind of faith.
宗教是一种信仰。
But faith may be wrong or right. According to the defined time, personsclimate condition, so many considerations.
但是信仰可能对也可能错，按照不同的时间、人、气候、环境等等有许多的因素。
But Srimad Bhagavat says, Dharma to Sakshad Bhagavatami. Dharma or religion means the law given by God.
但是 Srimad Bhagavata 中说到 Dharma to succeed Bhagavat Pranitam Dharma 或者说宗教意思是由神给予的法律
Simple formula
简单的公式
As there are laws given by the state similarlyThe supreme state, supreme governor is the supreme personality of God.
正如有国家给予的法律，类似的，在自尊的国家或者自尊的管理者是自尊人格神。
God means the supreme being, supreme person.
神意思是自尊的生物，自尊的人。
So, are the supreme authority.
或者说是至尊的权威。
Supreme means the greatest authority.
至尊的意思是最高的权威。
As in a state, the greatest authority is the government. Similarly, throughout the cosmic manifestation, throughout the whole creation, there must be some supreme authority.
正如在国家中最高的权威是政府，同样的，在整个宇宙展示、整个创造之中，也必定会有最高的权威。
So that supreme authority is God, and whatever He gives, the rules and regulations,That is called religion.
那个最高的权威便是神，而他给予的无论是什么样的规则或者制度，都被称为是宗教。
You cannot change it.
你不能改变它。
That is law, whimsically you cannot change.
你不能够自以为是的去改变法律。
Then you will be punishable.
那样你就会受到惩罚。
Similarly, the laws are the words of the regulative principles given by God. That is religion, and if you do not follow it, then you will be punished.
同样的，由神给予的规则、制度、法律，那是宗教。如果你不遵循它，你会被受到惩罚。
Actually, the Sanskrit word dharma means the constitutional position.
事实上，梵文词 dharma 意思是原本地位。
We may try to understand what is the meaning of dharma.
我们可以试着理解什么是 dharma 的意思。
Just like fire. Fire means there must be heat and light.
比如说火。火意味着必须得有热和光。
Without heat and light, there is no meaning of fire.
没有热或者光，便不存在火。
If you say that we have got fire, but there is no heat and no light, so what kind of fire is it?
如果你说你可以得到火，但是没有热和光，那还是火吗？
So.That fire and light of heat and light of fire is to be understood as dharma.
因此，热和光便是火的 dharma.
You cannot change it.
你不能改变它。
This is no possibility. Otherwise, there will be no meaning.
这是不可能的，要不然便毫无意义了。
As water, water is liquid. Any water, any parts of the world. When you take water, it is liquid.
比如说，水是液体，在这个世界上任何地方的水都是液体。
Therefore, this liquidity is the dharma of water.
因此，这个液体性便是水的 dharma.
You take anything.Actually, dharma means characteristic.
你可以看任何一样东西，事实上 dharma 意思是特性。
Anything you take, just like I'm speaking before this microphone.
比如说，我现在是在话筒前面讲话。
So, it does not produce the sound, then what kind of microphone is it?
如果它不能产生声音，那么它还是话筒吗？
The sound production from the microphone is the dharma, is the religion.
话筒能产生声音，便是 dharma, 是宗教。
Natural characteristic.
自然的特性。
So what is the natural characteristic of human being?
那么人类的自然特性是什么呢？
The natural characteristic is that we serve the superior.
自然的特性便是我们为上级服务。
Very natural character.
这是自然的特性。
Either you become Christian or Hindu or Muslim or Buddhist, nobody can say that I do not serve any superior.
无论你是基督徒或是印度徒或是穆斯林教徒或是佛教徒，没有人能够说我不为任何上级服务。
Nobody.
没人可能这么说。
One must serve. That is all.
一个人必须服务，那是 dharma。
Faith, ritualistic. I am today Hindu. I can accept the ritualistic process. Tomorrow of the Christian faith.
信仰是仪式性的。我今天是印度徒，我明天可以接受一些。基督教信仰的仪式，成为基督徒。
A Christian may take another ritual, but his business to serve the superior that does not change.
或者一个基督徒也可以采取另外一种仪式，但是他的为上级服务的这个任务是不可能改变的。
Either you become Christian or Muslim or Hindu, it does not.
无论你成为基督徒、穆斯林教徒、印度徒，都没有关系。
It is not that Hindu they only serve in the office, the Christian do not. No, the service is there.
并不是说只有印度徒才在办公室里服务，而基督徒并不服务，不，总是有服务的。
Actually, the service is his dharma.
所以事实上，服务是他的 dharma。
Not this rubber stamp, Hindu, Muslim, Christian, no. That is designation.
并不是这块橡皮图章，印度、穆斯林、基督等等，那只是称号。
Actual dharma means the characteristics.
真正的 dharma 意思是特性。
If you take sugar, if you take sugar, it is sweet.
如果你品尝糖，它是甜的。
The sweetness is the characteristic of sugar.
甜便是糖的特性。
That is dharma.
那是 dharma.
If you take chili, it is very hot.
如果你尝辣椒，它是非常辣的。
If you take a chili and if it is sweet, you immediately, this is not good chili.
如果你尝一只辣椒而它是甜的，你立即便会说这不是好的辣椒。
Because there is no dharma.
因为在那里没有 dharma.
So, dharma means character.
因此 dharma 意思是特性。
So here in the Srimad Bhagavatam it is said that Veda Pani Hito Dharma Jajanmasta Viparjaya Veda Narayana Shakshat Sayambhu Riti Sushuma
以上是《薄伽梵天》中的一个世界。
Therefore, we have to understand Dharma from scriptures.
因此我们必须从经典中理解 Dharma。
Veda means the book of knowledge.
Veda 意思是知识的书籍。
Veda means knowledge.
Veda 意思是知识。
Vitti Veda Veda Gyan. Gyan. So, you have to take knowledge from authorized scriptures, authorized law book.
Vitti Veda Veda Gyan.Gyana 就是知识，因此你必须从权威的经典中接受知识，从权威的法律书中接受知识。
The big lawyer means who is quite aware of the laws of the state.
一个大律师便意味着他很了解国家的法律。
Similarly, a religious person means who knows completely, at least.Partially also, the laws of God, that is Dharma.
一个有宗教信仰的人便意味着他应该彻底的或者至少部分的了解神的法律。
That is Dharma. So, what is God? You have to understand.
什么是神？你必须得理解。
Then what does he say? You have to understand.Then you can execute actually what is religion.
那么他说的是什么？你必须得理解，那样你才能真正的按照宗教行事。
If you do not know what is government, what is the laws of the government, how you can become a good citizen?
如果你不知道什么是政府，什么是政府的法律，你怎么可能成为好的公民呢？
It is not possible.
那是不可能的。
A good citizen, means you abide by the laws of the state.
一个好的公民便意味着他遵循国家的法律。
Similarly, a religious person means who abides by the order of God.
同样的，一个有宗教信仰的人便意味着他遵循神的法律。
This is Dharma.
这是 Dharma.
So,This question was raised by the servants of Jamaraj in the matter of Ajamil Upakhyan
在这儿，亚美拉吉的仆人就阿加米拉一事提了一些问题。
And the Yamaraj, who is known as Dharmaraj, master of understanding the religious principles, so he explained what is Dharma.
Yamaraj 又被称为 Dharmaraj, 意思是了解宗教原则的大师，因此他解释了什么是 Dharma。
He said, Dharmam tu sakshad bhagavat pranitam. Dharmam tu sakshad bhagavat pranitam. Navai viduri sayonapi deva nasiddha mukhya asura manusya kutonu vidya dharacharanadaya.There are different planetary systems, and in each and every planetary system, there are different types of living beings or human beings.
有不同的行星系统，在每个行星系统之中都有不同种类的生物体或者人类。
As we have got on this planet, different parts of the world, Different parts of this globe, we have got different types of persons.
正如在这个星球上，这个世界有不同的部分，在这个星球不同的部分上，我们有不同的人。
We are talking of persons only, in human beings.
我们在这里只是谈到人类。
Other living entities, we are not taking into consideration.
我们并不考虑其他的生物体。
Because this dharma is meant for the human being.
因为 dharma 是为了人类的。
Not for the cats and dogs.
而并不是为了猫啊狗的。
Religious system is there in the human society.
宗教系统是在人类社会中的。
Any civilized human society, there is a system of religion.
在任何文明的人类社会之中都有宗教系统。
It doesn't matter. What is that religion?
无论是什么样的一种宗教。
That is civilized human civilization. Dharmena hina pasubhi samana. In the human society, in the civilized human society, if there is no conception of God, if there is no conception of God's order or God's law,That is not human.
那才是开化的人类文明。Dharmena hina pasubhi samana， 在人类社会中，在开化的人类社会中，如果没有关于神的概念，关于神的命令、神的法律的概念，那便不是人类社会。
That is animal society.
那只是动物的社会。
The cats and dogs or other animals, big animals.They have no sense, what is the law of God, what is God, how to execute that.
猫啊狗啊或者其他的动物，他们并不知道什么是神，什么是神的法律，如何去执行。
That is not expected there.
他们并不被期望能够理解这一点。
Take for example, in your country, the law is keep to the left.While you drive your car.
比如说在你们国家中法律是在开车的时候应该在左面开。
That is the order of the state.
这是政府的命令。
But if you do not obey the state order, instead of driving on the left side, if you drive on the right side, you immediately become a criminal, punishable.
但是如果你不遵循政府的法律，你不在左面开车而跑到右面去开车，那么你立刻就成了罪犯，应该受到惩罚。
But the same right and left consideration, if a dog or a cat or a cow violates, instead of going on the left side, if he passes, he has no fault.
但是这个左面或者右边，如果一条狗或者猫或者牛违反了，他不在左边走，而到了另一边， 他并没有错。
He is animal. He is animal.
他只是动物。
Or a child, if he violates law.
或者是一个孩子，如果他违反了法律，也是这样。
If I take anything without your permission, that is called, stealing.
如果我不经你的允许便拿走东西，那被称为是偷窃。
If I enter your house without your permission, that is trespassing.
如果我不经你的允许便进入你的房子，那是侵入。
So these are laws, and it is applicable to the grown-up man, intelligent man, civilized man. It must be.
这些是法律，而且适用于那些成年的人、有智慧的人、文明的人。
If you want to enter somebody's house, and if you see the sign law, no admission without permission, you will never go.
如果你想进入某一个人的房子，然后你看到有一块牌子上面写着未经允许不得进入，你不会进去。
Because you are civilized.
因为你是有文明的。
But a cat and dog will enter.
但是一只猫或者一条狗会进去。
A child will enter.
一个孩子也会进去。
Therefore these laws and dharma or religious system is made for the civilized human being.
因此这些Dharma 或者宗教系统法律是为了文明的人类的，
Not for the uncivilized cats and dogs.
并不是为了未开花的狗啊猫啊。
No. Therefore when a civilized man, so-called civilized man, has no knowledge of God, no knowledge of the laws of God, it is simply animal society. Yes.
因此如果所谓的文明人却没有关于神的知识，没有关于神的法律的知识，那么便只是动物的社会，仅此而已。
They are animals. They are not to be considered as human beings.
Dharmena hi na pasubhi samana. 他们是动物，他们不应该被当成是人。
This is the religion.
这边是达摩，这边是宗教。
You cannot violate the laws of God. You cannot disobey the laws of God. You cannot say that I do not know the laws of God. You must know.
你不能违背神的法律，你不能不服从神的法律，你不能够说我不知道神的法律，你必须知道。
Just like a good citizen, you must know what is the law of the state.
正如一个好的公民，必须知道政府的法律。
If you say in the court, "My Lord, I did not know this law," that is not excuse. You will not be excused.
如果你在法律上说，大人，我不知道这项法律，这并不是借口，你不会被原谅。
As a citizen, good citizen, you are respected.
作为一个市民，一个好市民，你应该知道。
Similarly, we must know what is Dharma, what is God.
同样的，我们应该知道什么是 Dharma, 什么是神。
That is human.
那才是人类。
So, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita,जदा जदा ही धर्म सब ग्लानी भवति भारत तदात्मानं सृजामहम् कृष्ण से गॉड से दैट व्हेन देयर इज टू मच डिसओबीडियंस इन द मैटर ऑफ लॉ ऑफ द सुप्रीम लॉ अधर्म अधर्म सब भूतान गॉडलेसनेसWithout any knowledge of God, without any knowledge of the God's order, that is called dharmasya-glani, discrepancies in the matter of discharging the order of God.
在《薄伽梵歌》中 ，Krishna 神说道：“当有太多的 对自尊组的法律不服从，即阿达尔玛、无神论，没有任何关于神的知识，关于神的法律的知识，这被称为达尔玛西亚格拉尼亚。有太多的不服从神的命令。
Tadatmanam Sijamaham at that time, God advance or descends.
在那个时候，神会降临。
He descends personally, he descends by his representative, by his son, or by his name also.
他会亲自降临，或者通过他的代表，或者通过他的儿子，或者通过他的名字降临。
Because they are all identical.
因为这些都是相同的。
God, his representative, his name, his form, his activities, everything in relation to God, that is also God.
神，他的代表，他的名字，他的形体，他的活动，一切和神有关系的，那都是神。
This evening we are discussing. Actually, this world is also God.
今天晚上我们讨论到，事实上这个世界也是神。
Idam Visham, Bhagavan Veda. Visham is the whole universal creation.
Vishvam 意思是整个宇宙创造。
Because it is creation of God, God has created. Therefore, the whole universe, the whole creation is also God, although it appears different from God.
因为这是神的创造，神创造了它，因此这整个宇宙、整个创造也是神，虽然它看上去和神不同。
For example.That like the sun and the sunlight or sunshine.
举个例子，正如太阳和阳光的关系。
Although apparently different, sun is different from the sunshine. Still, sunshine is also sun.
虽然表面上是不同的，太阳是和阳光不同的，但是阳光也是太阳。
Without sun, how there can be light?In the sunshine.
如果没有太阳，怎么会有阳光呢？
So, in broader sense, there is nothing but God, everything God.
因此，在广泛的意义上，一切都是神。
This is explained in the Vishnu Purana. Ekodeshasthita Agni Jyosna Vistarina Jatha.Sarvaiva Brahmana Shakti. Tathedam Brahmana Shakti. As the fire is placed, is situated in one place, but it is distributing the heat and light.
在 Vishnu Purana 中有个世界，火是处于一个地方。但它是在散布热和光。
Similarly, the Supreme Law, although he is in his abode, the Goloka Vrindavan, is still by his energy, he is all pervading.
同样的，自尊组虽然他是在他的居所，在 Goloka Vrindavan, 但是通过他的能量，他是遍存万有的。
All pervading, everywhere there is.
遍存万有的，在每个地方都有神。
The sunshine, the sun is 90 million miles away from us. But as soon as the sunshine is there, we can understand there is sun.
太阳离我们有九千万英里，但是我们一看到阳光，便能够理解有太阳。
So if we are thoughtful.Then we can understand what is God and how His energies are acting.
如果我们赋予思考的话，我们便能理解什么是神，它的能量是怎么运转的。
That we can understand. exactly like that.
我们便可以理解到这些，就像那样。
As the fire is situated in one place, but the heat and light is working. Similarly, you can understand the existence of God by the energy of God. The energy, how the energy of God is working. You can understand God.
正如火是处于一个地方，但是它的光和热却在其他地方工作。同样的，你可以通过神的能量来理解神，看神的能量是怎么样运转的，你可以理解神。And
the energies are acting under certain laws given by God.
能量也是在神给予的某种法律之下运转的。Let's
say the sunshine. There is a particular time. At this hour, the sunshine will be visible.
比如说阳光，在某个特定的时间，在现在这个时间，能够看见阳光。
At night, if you want sunshine, it is not possible.
在晚上，如果你想要阳光，那是不可能的。
However advanced may be in science, however scientific machinery you have discovered, but you cannot get sunshine in this night, dark night.
无论你在科学上多么进步，无论你发明多少科学的机器，你不可能在这个夜晚黑夜里得到阳光。
No scientist can say, now we have discovered a scientific method by which at night also sun will rise. No, that is not possible.
没有科学家能说， 现在我们发明了某种科学方法，在晚上太阳也会升起。不，那是不可能的。Of
course, they sometimes say like that, rascal like, but that is not possible.
当然，有时候他们也会那么说，像流氓一样，但那是不可能的。You
cannot change the law of God.
你不能改变神的法律。That
is not possible.
那是不可能的。If
you want sunshine, then you have to wait till morning. When by the grace of God, by the order of God, sun will rise, you will get sunshine.
如果你想要阳光，你必须得等到早上。那时候，借着神的仁慈，通过神的命令，太阳会升起，你能得到阳光。
Not by your scientific method.
而并不是通过你的科学方法。
Similarly, here it is stated, Dharmant sakshat bhagavat pranita navai viduri sayonapi deva. Rishaya. Rishaya means great sages.
Rishaya 意思是伟大的僧人。
Rishaya, great sages. Great saintly person or great thoughtful philosopher. Even scientists. They cannot create dharma.
Rishaya. 伟大的僧人们，伟大的富于思辨的哲学家，甚至科学家们，他们不能够创造达尔玛。
Dharma to sakshat, sakshat, direct. Dharma is directly made by God.
Dharma to sakshat, sakshat 是直接的， Dharma 是由神直接的给予的。
Not that because one is very great saintly person, great philosopher, great scientist, he can make a kind of religious system. No, that is not possible.
并不是说如果一个人是伟大的僧人或者伟大的哲学家或者伟大的科学家，他便能制定某种宗教系统，不，那是不行的。
That will not be religion.
那便不是宗教。
That may be something else, but that is not religion.
那可能是其他的某种东西，但那不是宗教。
Religion must be given by God.
宗教必须是由神给予的。
Dharma and Sakshat. He denied here in this verse, Navai viduri sayonapi deva. Vidu, vidu means knowing.
Vidu 意思是知道。
Rishaya, great saintly person.
Rishaya, 伟大的圣人。
Navai vidu rishaya. Napi deva. Deva means demigod.
Deva 意思是半神人。
There are very, very big, powerful demigods.
有许多非常有力量的半仙人。
Just like Indra, Chandra, the sun is also demigod.
比如说 Indra, Chandra, 或者太阳，太阳也是半仙人。
The sun is distributing the light, that is by the order of God.
太阳在散布光，那是由于神的命令。
Not independently.
并不是独立的。
Anything you find, they are abiding by the laws of, or by the order of God.
你能找到的一切，都是在遵循神的法律或者遵循神的命令。
The whole total cosmic manifestation, which is called material energy, that is also acting by the order of God.
这整个的宇宙展示，被称为物质能量，也是按照神的命令工作的。
Many shastras, we have to take knowledge from the shastras.
有这么多的 shastra, 我们必须从这些 shastra 中接受知识。
And if you judge from good sense and intelligence, you will have to admit what is straight in the shastra.
如果你运用见识和智慧来判断，你必定会承认经典中所说的。
Now just like in the Bhagavad Gita.It is said that maya dhakshena prakriti suyate sa characharam. We are very much astonished to see the activities of the material nature wonderfully working.
我们非常惊讶地看到整个的物质自然的活动这么美妙。
But we do not know that behind the material nature,There is God.
但我们并不知道，在物质自然的背后是神。
Under His direction, the material nature is what.
在他的指导之下，物质自然在运转。
That is intelligence.
那才是智慧。
Material nature, matter. Matter cannot act independently. That is not possible.
物质是不能独立的运转的，那是不行的。
Just like this microphone is a combination of material things, some iron, some other metals.
比如说这个话筒是物质的东西的组合，有一些铁，还有一些其他的金属。
But it has been adjusted, created.By some living entity, not that matter has automatically come into intermingling with each other and become a microphone. That is not.
但是它是由某个生物体所创造、所装配好的，并不是这些物质自动的互相组合在一起成了一个话筒，那是不可能的。
Take any machine. It may be very wonderful machine, just like.Nowadays, the wonderful machine is computer. So, it acts very wonderfully. But, there must be an expert man to push the button.
任何机器，比如说现在非常美妙的机器是计算机，无论它多么美妙，但是必须得有个专家来按这些按钮。
Otherwise, it will not happen.
要不然的话，它不会运转。
Without that expert man, this wonderful machine is lump of iron. That's all.
没有那个专家的话，这个美妙的机器只是一团铁，仅此而已。
It has no value.
毫无价值。
Take any machine.
任何机器都是。
Similarly, this huge, gigantic machine of cosmic manifestation, where Innumerable planets are floating in the sky, just like cotton swab. Don't think that it is so acting automatically. No.
同样的，这个巨大的物质展示了巨大的机器，在它当中有无数的星球像棉絮一样的漂浮着。不要以为它是自动的运转的。
There is direction behind it, or there is brain behind it.
在他的背后有指示，在他的背后有大脑。
And that brain, that big brain is God.
那个大脑，那个巨大的大脑便是神。
God is also like us, a being, but he is supreme being.
神像我们一样，也是生物，但他是自尊的生物。
As we are being, we have got our brain, we have got our creative power. We can do something. We can manufacture something like European Sputnik. But God has got big brain.
正如我们是生物，我们有我们的大脑，我们有我们的创造力，我们可以制造某个东西，我们可以制造比如说飞机、人造地球、卫星等。但是神有巨大的大脑。
We may float one mechanic aeroplane in the air, but by the God's plan, millions and trillions of heavy planets are floating in the air.
我们可以使一个机械的飞机在空中漂浮，但是通过神的大脑，成千上万的沉重的星球在空中漂浮。
That is God's plan.
那是神的大脑。
He has got also brain. He has got also creative power.
他也有大脑，他也有创造力。
We have also creative power, but we have got little, and he has got supreme power.
我们也有创造力，但是我们只有一点，而他有至上的力量。
That is the difference.
那便是区别。
God means the supreme brain, the supreme power. And we are teenies, we are subordinate.
神有自尊的大脑，有自创的力量，而我们都是很小的，我们是从属的。
Therefore, our position is to abide by the orders of God.
因此，我们的地位是遵循神的命令。
That is actually religion.
那才真正是宗教。
That's all.
结束。